Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Wednesday, December 10th, 2014, episode 10.33, the Week 15 preview show. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, people. It is playoff time, put up or shut up time. The NFL announces a new conduct policy. Johnny Football, also known as Johnny Manziel, finally gets the start. JJ Watt has to wear Ohio State gear because he lost a bet. Ndamukong Suh says his agent will make the call on where he plays next year. And Geno Smith says he's shown flashes of being a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback.
What?
That's exactly what I say, Emma. That's exactly what I say.
What?
That's what he says. Also, we have our first lady representing the fans, Katie Harris, joins me all the way from England to put her picks up against mine for week 14. Plus, Professor Playoffs is back. That's right. Let's chomp it in.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
Well, lots of good things happening. We just got our approval to get credentials again for not only the Pro Bowl, but the Super Bowl again. We'll be on Radio Row. I'll be there just having a good time, really. That's what Radio Row is about. You interview some cool people, have a good time, and get pumped up for Super Bowl 49 in Arizona. Now, before any of that happens, we have to finish out the season and find out who is going to make the playoffs. A little later on in the show, Professor Playoffs comes to me and joins in, and we'll talk about the clinching scenarios that are in play for Week 15. Not very many of them, just a couple, actually. Three teams in the AFC all have playoff clinching scenarios, and just two teams in the NFC. He'll break all that down and help us figure it out. Now, as you heard in the intro, Katie Harris, we have our first female representing the fans. I'm excited to see how she does with her picks, and we'll see, because I think I'm on the hot seat. If I lose to her, that would not be good. That would not be good, right? I don't think so. So let's get to it. Some NFL news. And in the news, the NFL owners today have unanimously endorsed a revised and strengthened personal conduct policy for all NFL employees. Now, it was presented at the league meeting that the league owners are at in Dallas. Very interesting that it's there. But basically, I think what the issue is they needed to know how to handle someone who has a legal case. There's a possible violation of the personal conduct policy occurs. What's going to happen? Well, there's an NFL investigation and there's the law enforcement investigation. Those happen simultaneously. He says that any time the league becomes aware of conduct that may violate the policy, it will undertake an investigation conducted by the NFL Special Counsel for Investigations and Conduct. He will oversee the NFL's investigatory procedures, and he's going to issue any initial discipline for the violations of the policy. Now, what that means is that there's somebody else, not Roger Goodell, is going to issue the initial discipline for any violations of the personal conduct policy. At the same time, the NFL is doing its investigation. It's going to help and also be interested in the cases being investigated by law enforcement. It says the NFL will not interfere in any way. It will avoid any interference, and it's going to wait the outcome of law enforcement proceedings before completing its NFL investigation. So, what this means is they're going to let the legal system do its job, and then when all of that is done, they will take all of that into consideration before they finish their investigation and issue that initial discipline. He says also the policy says that if after the while the internal NFL investigation is happening and the legal I can't speak today. The legal law enforcement investigation is going on, that the player can be placed on the commissioner exempt list. That's paid leave, basically. There's ongoing criminal proceedings. That has to happen. But at that point, while those proceedings are going, just because those proceedings are going doesn't mean that the person get kicked out of the NFL, but they'll be put on this commissioner exempt list. But it's basically a paid leave. They'll be getting paid. There's still no suspension being taken place. After the criminal proceedings are concluded, the NFL investigation and criminal proceedings, then all of that gets put into the decision for the NFL to give their final disciplinary decision. Then there's a response of the individual, which means the player can then go back and say, hey, here's this. They can appeal. Then an NFL expert panel will hear all of the pieces of the puzzle, and then there's a final decision, and the commissioner or someone that he appoints reviews the panel's recommendation, and then they make their final decision for disciplinary action. That's basically the personal conduct policy as it's going to go forth. The NFL has put out a pretty cool little step-by-step flowchart. If you want to see that, head out to www.nflrandr.com. That's nflrandr.com. I have a link to this kind of flowchart that the NFL has put out of its new NFL personal conduct policy. It's good. It's good because the NFL kind of botched a lot of things this year. We know that, starting with the Ray Rice thing and the Adrian Peterson thing and the McDonald thing in San Francisco. They kind of just didn't know what to do in some instances. In some instances, they were too lenient, and then in other instances, they were too harsh, and everybody's left wondering, well, what's going on? What is it? Well, I think this new NFL personal conduct policy has kind of laid it out into place. My only problem is that what happens if there is an accusation by somebody that is false? But, you know, you still got to let the legal proceedings take place, right? And here's why I point to that. I, myself, was a person who was wrongly accused of doing something. And I had to fight. As a matter of fact, a job that I was getting ready to get was put on hold. And I would not get that job until these legal matters were cleared up. First of all, I didn't know that I had these legal matters because it never got to me. Apparently, there was a subpoena that was issued, but it was never issued to me. So I never appeared, and therefore there was a warrant put out for my arrest, all because someone said that I did something that I did not do. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into any specifics. But bottom line, someone claimed that I did something that I didn't do. Now, this can happen because I've seen it happen to me. I had to then go spend a lot of my time and a lot of my money to hire an attorney to go get this, say, hey, this is a bogus accusation, and the judge throws it out of court, and then I have to go and get my record cleaned and have that expunged from my record. It was a nightmare, but it took a couple months for me to take all that and clear it up before I got my job. Now, it all worked out in the end. It got cleared up. Judge threw it out, and everything was expunged, and I got the job, and that's great. But still, for 2 months there, I was panicked. I was, you know, wondering what was going on. What happens if someone says, so-and-so from the Philadelphia Eagles did this? Well, now there's got to be an investigation. What happens to that player during that time under this new NFL personal conduct policy? That's what I need to hear from the NFL. What's going to happen in that situation? Because I don't think it's fair for an individual, especially an individual of high profile. I am Joe Blow nobody, okay? And I had to deal with that. I know these NFL players, they get people coming at them left and right every day of the year just because of their celebrity status. And it would be a shame if someone accused a professional football player of doing something that they did not do simply to get their name out there and put their name in the paper and get their little 15 minutes of fame. The football player has to go through this new NFL personal conduct policy, and he comes out clean in the end, and it was innocent. He's, you know, everything was bogus, but he still lost that time. Even if he goes on this commissioner's exempt list and he gets paid for not playing, he's still not playing football. And that is going to be a problem. I think that is what the NFL needs to make sure they don't go down that slippery slope, because anybody, trust me, I know this, anybody can accuse anybody else of doing something wrong, even if they didn't do it. And that's what the NFL needs to make sure does not happen. So it's out there. Once again, go out to the website, NFLRNR.com, and check out the flow chart of what takes place within the new NFL personal conduct policy. It's Cleveland Brown time, and Cleveland Brown time says, we want Johnny Football. Since Johnny Manziel has been named as the starter against the Cincinnati Bengals, lots of things have happened. Head coach Marvin Lewis called him a midget. He has since apologized for using that word and apologized to Johnny Manziel. Manziel has come out he laughed at some reporters who asked him about it, and he said, it's funny. He's like, my height? What? I'm not going to sprout 5 inches over the course of the week. It is what it is. My height is my height, and I have to overcome it with other pieces of my game. So I like that Johnny responded to it and had a little fun with it. I like this guy. I'm not going to lie. I like the kid. I liked him ever since he came out of college. I thought he'd be playing by week 5 or 6 this season. Obviously, Brian Hoyer got them to 7 wins, did pretty well, except over the last several weeks, Brian Hoyer has been abysmal. He's been worse than abysmal. Look up abysmal and then look up a word that means worse than abysmal. That's what Brian Hoyer has been. He's been really bad. And if you saw me on Sky Sports News the other morning when I was talking about the move to Johnny Manziel, I said Johnny Manziel is a nice, juicy brisket. And Brian Hoyer is tofurkey. And that's what they're going to. They've, like, you know, just let the brisket just kind of slow cook. That's what they've been doing with Johnny Manziel. He's been slow cooking on the sideline, learning about the game, checking it out, getting a feel for the speed of the game. And meanwhile, they've left tofurkey out there to throw interception after interception. I think he's thrown 1 touchdown and 6 interceptions over the last 3 games. It's not very good. So there you go. Now they're saying, all right, we don't like the tofurkey. It makes Steven puke. Let's get the brisket out there because we know Steven loves the brisket. And here comes Johnny Football. So there you go. Why am I comparing brisket and tofurkey when I use them as an analogy for Johnny Football and Brian Hoyer? I don't know. I've got nothing against Brian Hoyer. I'm sure he's a great guy. He's just not a very good football quarterback. And that's what the problem is. He's been just doing enough and not even doing enough. Over the last several weeks, the games that they won because of their defense. And last week against the Indianapolis Colts, even though they put 24 points up, 14 of those points were directly given to them by the defense. So they were winning games in spite of Brian Hoyer being the quarterback. And I think now it's time to move on. Here comes Johnny Football. Good for Mike Pettine to finally make and pull the trigger and make Johnny Manziel the starting quarterback. I am looking forward to that game. I guarantee you I will watch every play of that football game. Plus, the Cleveland Browns smacked Cincinnati around earlier this season on Monday Night Football, so I am going to certainly be interested to see what happens there. Okay, Ndamukong Suh, can you believe this? Ndamukong Suh says that he is going to let his agent decide where he plays next year. Basically, Ndamukong Suh told reporters on Wednesday that decision of where he plays in 2015 will come from his agent, Jimmy Sexton. Suh said, it'll be Jimmy's decision. So we'll go with that. You can call Jimmy if you want to. Sue was asked again if Sexton will make the final call on his future, and he said, probably will. Yep. That was his answer. Now, I don't know Ndamukong Suh, but that's pretty dumb. Unless your agent is your brother and he knows you up and down, in and out, completely knows everything about you, even then I probably wouldn't recommend you let your agent decide where you play football next year. And for you to say it publicly means to me that I hope you were joking around and you were having fun with these reporters. The report that's coming out on NFL.com by Dan Hanses is that he was serious. And Sue expects his agent to pick where he'll play next year. I just think that's ridiculous. That's not very, very smart, because does the agent really have Ndamukong Suh's best interest at heart? I'm not sure. I think an agent's going to have his pocket in mind, really. So if that's what Ndamukong Suh is going to do, I think it's a really, really bad move. I hope for his sake that he was just joking around with his reporters and he didn't actually mean that his agent, Jimmy Sexton, will decide where he plays next year. Okay, and a fun story. J.J. Watt lost a bet, basically. First, let's start with the bet. He bet a teammate, John Simon, that Ohio State, which is where John Simon played. John Simon played for Ohio State, and J.J. Watt played for Wisconsin. Now, these two teams met last weekend in a college football game, and the deal was that whoever loses, they have to wear gear, hoodie, cap, shorts of the winning team. J.J. Watt's team got beat down as Ohio State beat Wisconsin 59-0. So there are pictures all over Twitter and the internet with J.J. Watt walking around the Houston Texans facilities wearing this Ohio State gear. He doesn't look too happy about it either, but John Simon tweeted out, "A deal's a deal." J.J. Watt found out the hard way. Go Bucks. And sure enough, J.J. Watt, a man of his word, wearing the Ohio State gear and not looking too pleased about it. Fun stuff for that picture as well. It's up on our Instagram page. Make sure you go out to www.nflrnr.com to check out that image. J.J. Watt looking pretty smug as he wears his Ohio State gear. All right, finally in the news, Geno Smith, quarterback of the New York Jets, says that he has shown Pro Bowl caliber flashes. I will read to you his exact quote. He says, "I've shown flashes of being a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, but what we're looking for here is consistency." Let's see, you're looking for consistency, but you've shown flashes. I think of maybe one play all season where Geno Smith threw a football and I was like, wow, that was a great pass. Yeah, that doesn't make you a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I could throw one or two passes a season that would make me look like a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. That's not going to get it done, Geno. I'm sorry. That's not going to get it done. You can't throw one pass. You can't throw one pass and use that as your defining moment, giving you that flash of a Pro Bowl caliber QB. I just think Geno Smith has to talk. He's the starting quarterback for a team that's only won two games all year. I'm sure they're trying to just pack up their bags and get out of here. But when Geno says that, you have to say,
what?
That's right. I don't understand. I don't even understand why he would say something like that, because he knew that it would get around and people would start making fun of him, just as I'm doing right now. Okay, let's get to it. Before Professor Playoffs kind of enlightens us, Let's bring my girl in. Joining me right now for the first time since I had Trisha and my buddy Chrissy on the show, we have a female guest, Katie Harris, all the way from Worcestershire, right? Like the sauce?
Close.
Close. All the way from across
England
the pond.
England will do.
England. She's in England. She's going to represent the fans this week.
Going to represent the girls.
Do you feel pressure having to represent the fans as a female?
There is a lot of pressure on, yeah. But the pressure's on you more. You can't get beaten by a girl.
Absolutely not. Especially a girl not even from the States. That would be bad.
Right.
So I am in trouble. I'm gonna have to look your
picks. You lose to a girl, you get kicked out of the league.
I may have to modify some of my picks so that I don't lose to you. Actually looking at our picks right now. We only differ on one game. You do know that.
Yeah, I don't know if you listeners all realize this, but you know all my picks, so you just copy them.
No, what are you talking about? I don't see your picks till like an hour before we go on air.
Yeah, right.
You just emailed them to me like less than an hour ago.
Well, you know, situation changes. I can't make them in advance of that.
So, Katie, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. We'll talk about the one game, obviously, that we differ on. That's going to, by default, become the challenge game.
The one game?
Yeah, you were a little angry at me. First of all, I'll tell everybody, Katie and I are on FaceTime. I see her. She is wearing a freaking New England Patriots jersey. What's up with that?
What's up with that? It's
and then
big
she's
biz.
Got a she's got a sign over her left shoulder. It's got a Patriots logo, and it says "Keep calm and cheer on the Patriots." Really? Is that what I gotta see?
Yeah, man. That's what I took to Wembley.
Oh my gosh, they didn't even play at Wembley this year. Of the six teams that were there, the Patriots were one of them. Oh, from when they came over and beat up on the poor, innocent Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, my goodness. So I got a Patriots fan on the phone. So how is it that over the last 3 weeks, I've had two Patriots fans on the show?
Because you love Patriots fans. We're the most passionate about football.
I will admit, I do get a ton of emails from Patriots fans. Why do you guys act like I hate you?
Because you say things like the Patriots get by the Chargers.
They did get by the Chargers. They beat them by 9 points. And those 9 points, they won it. It's at the end. It was a tight game.
But we should have had like 15 points more in the first quarter.
It was a close game. The outcome of the game wasn't decided until the final 2-3 minutes of the football game. They got by the Chargers. They didn't beat them. They didn't destroy them. Technically, was I lying by saying that the Patriots got by the Chargers?
You were just upset because Philip Rivers didn't get you any fantasy points.
I don't even go there. I lost in my big money league.
One touchdown.
He did have one touchdown pass, but that was I needed more than that. It was not a good week in fantasy football.
Well, you deserve that for taking them against the Patriots.
Come on. You just have blinders on. You just love the Patriots so much. I'm going to go on record and say that probably you love the New England Patriots more than my affinity for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, maybe about it. It's true. So before we get to the games, and especially the game that we differ on, what do you think about the Cleveland Browns starting Johnny Football?
You know, we don't really hear that much about Johnny Football.
Well, of course you don't, because he's a freaking – up until now, he's been a backup, so there's nothing that you're going to hear about Johnny Manziel. But you know the guy. You know he's money, right? He's doing the money sign.
Yeah, but can he play football?
Yes, he can. Well, at least at the collegiate level, he was impressive.
Well,
I was saying start Johnny Football weeks ago. I was saying that. Hoyer has been
bad. Yeah, but those Brownies would never had it so good. They've never been that, you know, they were leading the division at 1 week.
Yeah, that's true. They were. They were leading the division. That was an anomaly. All right, here we go. We'll start with your team, the New England Patriots, hosting the Miami Dolphins. You definitely do not like Miami at all. Is it that you don't like Miami, or do you not like that I've been on the Miami Dolphin bandwagon?
I hate Miami. They're our divisional rivals.
I may pick them this week.
Redskins.
If I pick them this week, how can I do it so that if I pick them this week, you don't make them the challenge game? Wait a minute. It's my turn to pick
them. Your choice. You pick the challenge game.
So I could, in essence, take the Miami Dolphins. See, if
you
I
could
don't,
if you were
if
high
I,
on something,
if I don't take the Miami Dolphins, then that is going to admit to my colleague Richard Graves that I've given up on the Dolphins winning
the
division.
Well, you should. They gave up on themselves last week.
They did. What happened in the second half of that game? I have no idea. So if I don't pick Miami and I pick New England,
they're done.
Should I pick New England?
Stick your fork in them.
It's over.
Yeah.
Stick a fork in them. Should I? So you're officially saying I should stick a fork in the Dolphins?
Well, I would, but you've been drinking the Miami Kool-Aid all year.
You're just saying that because if I stick the fork in the Miami Dolphins, that means that I lose my bet to Richard Graves.
The bet with Richard was that
Miami,
New England won't win the division.
Yes, correct.
You had that bet with me last year. It didn't work then.
Yeah,
how much
I
more
know.
Money are you going to lose on Miami?
I just thought that I was one season away. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was one season wrong. Apparently, the Patriots do not want to relinquish the division. I've got the New England Patriots winning this football game.
Because Miami aren't going to win it.
Yeah, and in essence, what the Dolphins would have to do, basically where they are because they lost last week, they're at 7-6. New England is at 10-3. The only way for this to happen is the Dolphins win this game and win their next two games. Meanwhile, the Patriots would have
to lose all three
games.
Nah.
They got to play the Jets. They're not losing to the Jets. So I'm just going to say that it's a done deal. I'm going to take the New England Patriots.
Yeah, good man.
And so obviously you've got the Patriots as well.
I have the Patriots.
Give me
one
reason why the Patriots will win this game.
Because they're not going to lose to Miami for a second time in the same season.
Did you see week one, though?
Did I see it? I went all the way to Miami to watch it.
So you were at the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first half was good. Patriots were up. The Miami fans were like, oh, no, not this again. And then third quarter, they didn't get a single first down, I don't think.
Yeah, and they started hitting Tom Brady, which is always a good thing.
Which isn't going to happen anymore because the O-line's much, much better than it was in week one. San Diego only got one sack on us.
All right, well, you've kind of convinced me. I'm going to stick with the pick of the New England Patriots.
You know,
Richard Graves,
sense.
I don't want to hear from you until you land in Los Angeles in about 3 weeks. Just let me pick New England and be done with it, all right? How about that?
That would be very sensible. And then pick them next week against the Jets as well.
Yeah, what about the week after that when they play Buffalo?
Buffalo, yeah. It's that Foxborough again.
Come on, it's the Bills, though.
Yeah.
The Bills' defense
is
pretty good.
And who else is meant to have the best defense that we've just beaten?
Okay, all right. You just love
the best defense, Detroit or something.
You just love the New England Patriots. Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday night football, the Arizona Cardinals go to St. Louis to play the Rams. Do you know what? A little later in the show, I'll have a Professor Playoffs on, and he's going to tell us how the Arizona Cardinals can actually clinch a playoff spot by winning this game.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're going to need a bit of help there. Oh, playoff spot, not the division. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Playoff spot. So you think they'll win this game? You got them winning this game?
Yeah, I'm not really very happy with it, but I'm going to take them.
I'm not really happy with this pick, but...
I'm not, because I've got this friend that keeps telling me it's a short week. You pick the home team on a Thursday night.
You do. And...
And the Rams, they've beaten all the good teams this year.
And that's why I'm taking the Rams. It's a short week. They're at home. Do you realize that the Rams have beat the last two opponents and shut them out? They shut out the Raiders 52-0. They shut out Washington 24-0. And if Arizona plays like they did last week against Kansas City, they'll get beat.
I'll be changing my pick now.
24-0. I'm just saying it's a possibility. But I'm gonna stick with the Rams. I'm gonna like the Rams at home.
This is the one that I'm least sure about.
And I don't know if we're gonna differ. Well, we may differ on a couple more games, so I won't pick just yet. She's giving me this little pouty look, people.
I might have to change it.
Might have to change it. All right, the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Atlanta. The Falcons coming off a loss to the Green Bay Packers, but a game where they played very well in, and Julio Jones just torched Green Bay for 259 yards.
The game that you said in the beginning of the podcast, they got blown away.
Yeah, well, they were getting blown away. And then I said later on in the podcast, hey, this game got close, but they were getting blown. It was 31-7.
I just saw the final score. I don't know.
Pittsburgh coming off another Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. They lose in 1 week to the New Orleans Saints. Then last week, they destroyed the Cincinnati Bengals. Who do you got?
This one I'm flip-flopping on as well. But Before we continue,
Katie, are you just going to flip-flop every game that we pick?
No, it's just these first two.
All right.
I'm taking the Steelers.
All right, I'm taking the Steelers too, although I really want to take the Atlanta Falcons. We don't know if Julio Jones is going to play in this game because he suffered an injury late in the game against the Packers.
But I haven't picked Atlanta since London because I was cheering for them so much. I lost my voice, and then they go and lose it, and it's like, that's it. I'm never picking them again.
So you were at that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad one, too, where they had the big lead against Detroit, and they wound up losing.
They were 21 zip up.
Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of 21 zip leads go bye-bye this year.
Well, I don't really trust either of these teams, to be fair. But
so we both got the Steelers. All right, there it is. We both got the Steelers. The Green Bay Packers travel to Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills. And I know you'd like to take Buffalo here.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. All right, I got the Packers too. Look, let's see. I just got an email from my buddy Greg, who's the big Bills fan, and I said, stick a fork in the Bills, and he said, Steven, I'm with you. The fork is mostly stuck in the Bills. They needed to win the Kansas City game or the Miami game. Could definitely have won both, but they didn't. So
that's bad when the Bills fans can't pick it.
Yes. If he's done, then I'm certainly not taking it. It's the Green Bay Packers. They play
exactly. Know, they beat the Patriots.
They did.
They got to be a good football team.
You were angry at me when they beat the Patriots, weren't you? Because I picked Green Bay.
No, because I was concerned about that game.
So she was concerned with the game, and there you go.
Well, that was the one that I thought we might lose, but...
And you did lose it. So there you go. You can't win them all.
We did, but we've got a plan now for when we meet them next time.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think that you got a chance to win?
Yeah.
All right. I got Green Bay. No love for the Buffalo Bills. Although I see in your notes you would like the Bills to show you the blueprint in beating Green Bay.
Sure. any little tips that we can pick up there? We'll be watching that.
Stop film. Aaron Rodgers. How about that? There's a tip for you. The Cincinnati Bengals travel to Cleveland, and it's time for Johnny Football as the Browns host the Bengals. Who do you got?
I've got the Bungles.
You've got the Bungles. How can you take them when you call them the Bungles?
Well.
All I have to do is tell you I was in London when Cincinnati played Cleveland and got destroyed. They got destroyed by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Well, every team can win one day.
All right, well, there you go. She's going to stick with Cincinnati. So am I. I don't think the Browns – well, you know what? It's Johnny Football, man.
Johnny Football.
Yeah, I'll
take –
he's
going to give them that spark that they're looking for.
No, well, he's going to give a spark, but I don't think it'll be a big enough spark to beat Cincinnati. Not a second time. Not going to happen. Houston Texans are traveling to Indianapolis to face the Colts. All you have to know about this game, Katie – Houston is 0-12 against Indianapolis. Can they get their first win?
Well, you know, streaks are there to be broken.
Not when one quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick and the other one is Andrew Luck.
Okay. Andrew looks pretty good. I'll give you that.
So who are you taking?
I'll take the Colts.
Are you sure you don't want to give Houston their first win over Indy?
Well, nah.
No, okay. I've got the Colts as well. Oakland at Kansas City. The Chiefs look to rebound and pay back Oakland for that Monday night loss. Who do you got? Actually, I'm sorry, Thursday night football loss.
Yeah, I've got the Chiefs.
But they lost to Oakland. You do know that. They lost.
Yeah, well, the divisional rivals, it's like the Patriots and Miami. They're not going to lose to them twice.
All right, that's a good enough excuse for me. I will use the Kansas City Chiefs or take the Kansas City Chiefs as well. The Washington Redskins go to New York to face the New York Giants. This is the bottom of the NFC East. Both of these teams are officially eliminated from playoff contention, so this is the nap of all nap games. Two teams, week 15, that are playing for absolutely nothing.
So they're the only teams that are actually eliminated.
No, there are eight teams that have been eliminated.
Okay.
There's eight teams, but they're the only two teams that have been eliminated that are playing each other this week. So.
Okay.
Oh wait, yeah, that's true. Who do you like?
I've got the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
No. Take Washington, so we could differ on another game. Right now, you're not giving me much. I may have to choose the challenge game as the only game we differ on right now.
It's at New York, though, is it?
It is at New York. It is.
Nah, I'm sticking with them.
We both have the New York Giants there. Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Carolina to face the Carolina Panthers. You say that suddenly Carolina realizes they can make the playoffs. Well, yeah, they're only half game behind the leaders.
Exactly.
Who do you got? Who do you got?
I'm going to take the Panthers.
She's going to take the Panthers.
You can't pick the Pirates.
I have to give you a little bit of information that Carolina will be without the services of their quarterback, Cam Newton, who rolled his, tank four times. And suffered a fractured back, similar to the injury Tony Romo has. And the Bucks are and the Carolina Panthers are saying that he most likely will not play in this football game.
So, do we know who the backup is?
For the Tampa Bay, not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
Carolina.
For the Carolina Panthers. Wow, that is a great question, and I think you have stumped. Who?
He's not been doing so well, so I'm sure the backup will be just as bad.
Cam Newton played a great game last week. He destroyed New Orleans. The backup, by the way, is,
oh, no,
are you kidding me? This is who they're throwing out there? Do you remember the quarterback that we call Drek? Derek Anderson is the backup there in Carolina. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been playing some pretty good football. Even though they've lost a lot of games, they have been close in a lot of football games. They did go into Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. Here comes Carolina with Drek at QB. I like the Bucs for the upset.
I'm liking them now. You're saying that, but you won't let me change anything else.
You can change whatever you want. You make it sound like I'm like I rule with an iron fist. You cannot change.
Yeah. Oh, Tampa. Then I'll take them.
So you are. So I've convinced you. I've given you enough.
You've convinced me.
All I had to say was Drek, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
I'm taking the Bucks. All right.
It was only based on last week's win that I was picking them.
Well, because they looked great last week, but that was mostly because of Cam Newton.
Right.
And they were.
He's not there.
All right. The Jacksonville Jaguars traveled to Baltimore to face the Ravens.
Yeah, and the Ravens will win that.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the poor Jags. They just. I want to like them. I do. Don't you want to like them? I mean, they come to London every year.
Jaguars, yeah, they're cute little things.
Cute little things. What does Steve have to say about that?
You call Steve loves them. We went to South Africa and looked after some Jaguars on the Lion Park. He's mad on Jaguars.
Real ones. You're talking about the big
cat-like
things. Yeah,
a little three-month-old one. His picture on Facebook is him holding a little Jaguar.
Wow. And the mom didn't come try and bite him or anything?
Nah, she wasn't there.
Oh, okay. She wasn't there. All right. I've got Baltimore.
Good man.
So do you. The Denver Broncos travel to San Diego to face the San Diego not-so-superchargers that let me down last week.
Oh, they're pretty good. They were just playing a better team.
Oh, my God. All right. Who do you got in this one then?
Well, I hate to say it, but I'm picking Denver.
Yeah, because you know what's going
to
happen.
Denver have got to stay on our heels.
You know
so
what's
going to
happen,
can't.
Right? Denver's going to win out. The Patriots are going to lose a game, and Denver will have the number one seed, and you will have to go to Denver to try and beat Peyton Manning in the snow in Mile
High. Hang on. Have they got the same record at the moment?
Yep, got the same record, yeah.
And who else are Denver playing?
Bunch of nobodies.
Oakland, aren't they? I bet.
Yeah, Oakland and Kansas City.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe San Diego will do the decent thing, but I think they've been too beaten up by the Patriots.
Okay, I don't know if they've been too beaten up by the Patriots, but they certainly won't have enough to beat Denver this time around.
I don't know. Denver pretty bad last week.
What are you talking about? They were winning 24-3, and then they decided to let's not embarrass the Bills. Let's just be cool. And
oh, is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Because Peyton Manning never runs up the score. He didn't want to extend his run of games with a touchdown.
He doesn't run up the score, unlike a team that I know of. Peyton Manning doesn't run up scores.
Oh, Denver do something
what,
wicked.
What scores have they run up? What? Name one game.
I could name
a handful of games that the Patriots have run up the score on.
Not in the last 3 years.
What are you talking about? The dude got in a fight with the Patriots because they scored that cheap touchdown at the end with like 30 seconds left in the game where all they had to do was kneel down. And then
When was that?
Don't you remember that they were talking about trying to find this guy? And Belichick was like, well, he's never beaten us, so, you know, obviously he's upset. You don't even follow your team. Or
I'm
at least.
Girl. What do I know about football?
Is that going to be your excuse?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's okay. We'll let this one slide. Like, they haven't done that in 3 years. They just did it 2 weeks ago. We both have Denver, though, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. The New York Jets. Oh, we're actually on the Jets at Tennessee. This is another pretty bad nap game.
This is a bad game.
Yeah.
I didn't know who to pick, so I asked the Magic 8-Ball, and the Magic 8-Ball said, ask again later.
Wait a minute. Is
and
that...
asked again later, and it said, maybe, maybe not.
Is that how you're picking your games, using the Magic 8-Ball?
Well, if it's the Jets and Tennessee...
Yeah, that's
true. What else
do
you base it on?
You know what? I went on a limb last week trying to take the Tennessee Titans. It cost me a challenge game. No way I do it again. I'm taking the Jets.
Well, you see, my feeling was that I would take Tennessee, but I can't have the Jets as a challenge game
because that would just
kill me.
Take Tennessee.
No Jets.
You can't take the Jets. You're a Patriots fan.
I know, but the pesky Jets, it's a strategy. If they lose, I'll be happy. If they win, I'll get the pick.
All right, the New York Jets. We both have them there. Here comes a very interesting game. Division rivals, Minnesota Vikings at Detroit Lions. The way Minnesota has been playing, I would like to take Minnesota. I'm not sure if I'm going to. I'm going to let you pick first.
I've been picking Minnesota a lot, but I'm going to pick Detroit in this one.
Yeah, I got to take the Lions. They know that they got to keep winning if they want to keep pace and keep their names in the playoff hunt. So I'll go with the Lions as well. And although Minnesota could sneak out a win here, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, Mike Zimmer coming out and saying, Teddy, this is his team now. So Bridgewater has his team. I'm not sure that he can go on the road and get a win, though. The San Francisco 49ers travel to Seattle to face the Seahawks. And you're going with the defending Super Bowl champions?
They're looking pretty scary good, I thought.
Yeah, especially defensively. But it's the 49ers, and these two teams hate each other.
Yeah. It's in Seattle. They're going to kill them.
They'll get killed. All right. So there you go. I've got the Seattle Seahawks as well. You know what? I just don't know what happened to the 49ers. They've been going up and down, up and down. And I think all of a sudden, I think last week losing to the Oakland Raiders the way they did has pretty much finished their season. I think they're done sticking.
Mind you, they've got to be mad at that.
Yeah, but they're done.
They've got something to prove now.
They won't be able to prove it at Seattle. That defense looks really good. So.
Yeah.
We both have Seattle there. Sunday night football, I'm very interested to see who you're picking here. The Dallas Cowboys travel to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, to face the Philadelphia Eagles. Who do you got and why?
I got the Cowboys.
What?
I love the Cowboys. I've been on the Cowboy bandwagon all season.
Okay, all right. Well, I've got the Cowboys, too. They're not losing.
I thought you might pick Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're not losing twice to the Eagles. And here's an interesting number. The last seven teams that have played Seattle have gone on to lose the following week.
Yeah.
Here come the Eagles, not looking good against Seattle. Cowboys, 10 days rest after beating Chicago on Thursday Night Football last week.
That's true.
I'll take Dallas to get that.
Hey, you make some good points, you know, Stephen.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you listen, because every once in a while I do make good points.
Well, you know, I've learned most of my football knowledge from you.
Well, there you. That's why we have the exact same picks except for one so far. Let's see if we differ on this final game. The New Orleans Saints travel to Chicago to face the Bears. You looked at your Magic 8-Ball. What did it tell you?
My Magic 8-Ball said that the Saints will take care of business.
Sorry, Magic 8-Ball is wrong. I'm going to take the Chicago Bears. The Saints are awful. They're just awful.
Chicago's awful too.
They're not that bad. They do play a little bit of defense. And it's in Chicago, and it'll probably be cold, which means Drew Brees won't be able to take advantage. I'm going to take the Bears.
Oh, Stephen, you're making sense again. But, you know, do I go with you and your immense football knowledge, or do I go with the magic eight ball?
Well, here, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to get that clip, and I'm going to isolate that clip and where you say, Stephen, you're making sense again. And every time from here on out on this show, on NFL Rants and Raves.
You mustn't play that when you're
whenever I make a point,
Patriots.
Whenever I make a point going against the New England Patriots, I'm going to play your clip saying, Stephen, you're making so much sense now.
That's wicked.
It is wicked. It is wicked. So there you go. We differ on two games, Arizona at St. Louis. I got the Rams. You got the Cardinals. That's me with the home team. And then Saints at Chicago. Once again, I got the home team Bears, and you got the Saints. Let's see. I'm going to flip a coin here. Since you've been using the magic eight ball, I'm going to use a coin.
Not going to do very well on letting the fans catch you up, am I, if we only differ on two?
No, yeah. Plus, I'm looking at the numbers right now. It's not looking good for the fans. I have 142 games correct this season. The fans as a whole, as a unit, have 126. So it's not looking like you guys are going to be able to catch me. Anyways, where you can catch me is the challenge game, where I only have a two-game lead, but I get to pick this week because I lost last week.
The pressure.
And I'm going to go with the Rams on Thursday Night Football. I will take St. Louis to beat Arizona on Thursday Night Football. That is the challenge game.
You lose to the Rams, you get kicked out of the league.
Yes, exactly. So plus I just think Arizona, they got kind of fortunate last week beating Kansas City. This week it catches up to them. And the Rams defense has been physical. They've allowed 0 points in the last 9 quarters. That's impressive.
Yeah, who's they been playing?
Bad teams.
Yeah, well.
That's true.
Someone called Jeff Ellis told me that the Rams defense was really good when Patriots played them in London and the Patriots weren't going to win. And what happened to the Rams defense then?
What was that, like 45-0 or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was. I can't believe he actually told you the Rams defense is really good now, today, but 3 years ago when they played?
Jeff tried to tell me that then.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Was it before or after he'd had a little too much to drink at the party?
It was in London. He must have been drinking.
There you go. Well, Katie, thank you very much for coming on, representing the fans. I promise not to be too harsh on the New England Patriots unless they deserve it.
We can stay friends because the Patriots aren't going to need you to say anything nasty because we're winning out.
Whoa! Wait a minute. You're going to lose to me when they don't make the Super Bowl. You know we have a bet, right? We have a bet that the Patriots will not make the Super Bowl. I've got it.
That's the silly bet.
Yeah. Did you make that bet just to, you know, make up, let me catch up, you know, for me losing last year?
It was just because you'd been saying that they weren't going to represent the AFC.
And
I know you only say it to wind me up.
Sometimes I do. It's great talking to you, Katie.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, so that's really cool. Katie joining me all the way from England. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. If she wins those two games, I'm going to look really, really bad. So let's go Rams and let's go Bears. How about that? Let's keep it moving. Running out of time here. So here he comes, the man, the myth, all the way from some special place that I cannot reveal on the show for fear that Jeff Ellis will come after him, Professor Playoff.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Now that evil Jeff man who tried to shoot me is gone, I'll be more than happy to come here and give you all the scenarios. First, in the NFC, there's not a single division that could be claimed in Week 15. But the Arizona Cardinals can clinch a playoff spot in one of three ways. In all three scenarios, the Cardinals need to win their game, beating the St. Louis Rams. Then, they either need the Cowboys-Eagles game to not end in a tie, or they could clinch a playoff with a win and a Detroit Lion loss, or a win and a Detroit Lion loss, or a Green Bay Packer win or tie. That's how the Arizona Cardinals get into the playoffs. The Green Bay Packers are the only other team in the NFC that can clinch a playoff spot. They can clinch with a win and a Dallas Cowboy loss, and that's how the Green Bay Packers will get a playoff spot.
Well, there you go, in the NFC only, Packers or Cardinals. What about over in the AFC?
In the AFC, it's quite simple. The Denver Broncos can clinch the AFC West Division with a win or a tie. They can also clinch a first-round bye with a win and losses by the Colts, Bengals, or Steelers. The New England Patriots can clinch the AFC East Division with a win or tie. And they can also clinch a first-round bye if the Patriots win with losses by the Colts, the Steelers, and the Cincinnati Bengals, or with a win and a Colt loss, a Steeler loss, and a Denver Bronco loss that would earn the Patriots a first-round bye. Now, the New England Patriots can also clinch a playoff spot regardless of what happens in their game if the Bills lose, the Bengals lose, the Steelers lose, the Ravens lose, the Chiefs lose, or the San Diego Chargers lose or tie. That is pretty crazy, but let's just say the Patriots win their game against the Dolphins. They would win the AFC East and automatically be in the playoffs. The only other team that has a clinching scenario this week is the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South. They clinch that division with a win or a tie.
Well, thank you very much. That is a lot of information there. So basically, Colts, Patriots, Broncos in the AFC can all get into the playoffs this week. In the NFC, only the Cardinals and Packers can get into the playoffs. Thank you very much, Professor Playoff. Hopefully, you'll we know more after this weekend, and you can come back and help us decipher Week 16.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you very much, Stephen.
So thank you very much to Professor Playoffs. I should also note that there are four teams in the NFC and four teams in the AFC that have been eliminated from playoff contention. The New York Giants, Washington Redskins, Chicago Bears, and finally the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have all been eliminated from the playoffs. In the AFC, the Oakland Raiders, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, and New York Jets have also been eliminated. So that's eight teams out. There's still a whole bunch of teams trying to get in. This week, there are five teams that can get in. I think all of five, well, no, because I've got Arizona losing to St. Louis. So four out of the five teams that can clinch will clinch. And it's just going to get interesting. That means finally we have a lot of meaningful football in Week 16 and possibly even Week 17. Lots of good football this week. Make sure you're out. Thank you very much for continuing to listen to the show wherever you are in this world. Thank you. Thank you for downloading or streaming or listening to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Stephen Miranda, and I'm out. Take care.